Mordechai Shinuach from Italy. He writes, Shalom Ubracha, Shalom Rabbi. I write in order to make some questions to you. I excuse for the trouble. I am an Orthodox Jew. I am from Italy. I do not speak English well. Hebrew is better. I am making a research on Hasidus, but I need some information about Avraham Yeshua Heschel. I have read the greater works written from Heschel, Man is Not Alone, The Shabbos, God in Search of Man, Man's Quest for God, The Earth is the Lord's, The Inner World of the Jew in Eastern Europe, The Circle of the Baal Shem Tov, and I'm not successful to understand where Heschel goes outside from the Orthodox Judaism. Heschel explains the Orthodox Judaism, especially the Hasidus, with the words of philosophy. All the great Hasidic rabbis are ancestors of Heschel and his family. There are great Orthodox rabbis. In Heschel's life, he has maintained the observance of mitzvot and halacha. I do not understand in order which reason Heschel has gone to teach at the Jewish Theological Seminary of the Conservatives and not at Yeshiva University Orthodox. The question is, which is the opinion of the most important Orthodox rabbis about Avraham Yeshua Heschel? Heschel wrote a book, which you did not quote, called the Torah Min HaShamayim, which means the Torah emanating from heaven. In there, he gives ideas that are not accepted in the Torah world as to the nature of the revelation of Torah from Sinai, that it was not a literal revelation, and it was more of an inspiration. And he says that there were always two opinions of revelation, one more extreme and literal, and one less extreme and less literal. And on this, the conservatives base their ability to change halacha and to reinterpret revelation. And since Heschel's outlook on the very basis of Judaism, and that is that Torah is revealed knowledge from the heavens dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, that which has been accepted in all generations from the time the Torah was given and postulated by Maimonides in his 13 principles of faith, since Heschel has ideas that are not accepted, that taints and blemishes all of his ideas about Torah. And although in many of his books, many of the things that he writes are fine, and there's no specific problem with them, there's a problem with the person himself and his overall outlook on Torah and Judaism, and therefore his work should not be studied.